1300, this is live. According to the New Zealand Initiative, authorities could have picked the fact that the road toll was going to rise sharply a little bit earlier and done more to save lives. This has come from research fellow Sam Warburton, who also knows a lot about transport and infrastructure and used to work for the Ministry of Transport. And Mr. Warburton says that median barriers would have been a good idea long before now. Sam joins me on the phone. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Alison.
Really good to talk to you. Can I get your overview of the situation we are currently in with road deaths and why?
Why is a hard question, but I can tell you what's happening. Since about 2013, from population growth and people driving a bit more because they're feeling a bit better coming out of the recession, we've been driving about 15% more than we were in 2013, but we're dying at 60% more than we were back then. So the road toll's up despite driving more on the roads.
Now, see, that's interesting because for a couple of weeks now we've been talking about road deaths and we've all been very shocked, and I've heard a lot of people say, oh, well, there is so many more cars on the road.
Mm.
But those figures don't match up.
No. So, yeah, even a couple of government agencies have been talking about there being more cars on the road, and that's true, but it doesn't go anywhere near to explaining what's going on.
Could we have known earlier that this was going to happen?
That's the
$64 million question.
Yes. So when I started looking at the road toll as part of my work at the New Zealand Initiative, I looked at the data, and there's four years of increase in the road toll. There was enough data back in 2015 when we had 2 years of increases to be very confident that this wasn't just bad luck due to unusual weather, anything sort of random. It was pretty clear that this was the start of an upwards trend back then.
So why was it ignored by government?
Oh, you'd have to ask them that. We've seen the Ministry of Transport, New Zealand Transport Agency and the police come out and encourage people to be safer on the roads, which is a really good thing ahead of this long weekend. But you've got to ask, why weren't they saying things back in 2015, 2016?
Well, and is it all about driver behaviour? I think my audience is pretty split on this. A lot of people say personal responsibility, people need to drive more safely. But people do make mistakes, don't they?
They absolutely do. There'll be a whole lot of factors that go into this, and maybe part of the problem government's having is working out exactly what's happening. Let me take an example. So last week we had that awful accident in Taupō with four members of a family being killed on the roads. Maybe there was a mistake there that contributed to it, maybe the moments of attention, but it shouldn't be costing four people their lives. And when we look at what sort of projects that are out there that we could be pursuing to reduce risks, that very stretch of road is on a list of projects that the government was meant to have started fixing up in the last 3 years and hasn't gotten around to doing it.
What do you mean by fixing up?
Well, so it was a dangerous stretch of road. The mayor, Taupō mayor, was talking about this in the media a few days ago, and so it's been on Waikato Council's radar for a while. It's been put up for funding. It's been earmarked for funding, but that funding hasn't yet arrived.
Sam, does your research show that that's where people are generally dying, on those roads that are known to be dangerous?
I haven't looked into that detail. To do this kind of analysis requires a really strong statistical background, which I don't have. I'm just a sort of casual economist. But it's the kind of work that the Ministry of Transport and New Zealand Transport Agency should absolutely be doing. And there's plenty of good statisticians around the country, and I would highly recommend that they hire one of them.
You're a big fan of the idea that we've discussed just last week on this show, actually, the idea of median barriers and quick. Is that right?
Medium barriers.
And fast. We need to get median barriers onto our roads quickly.
That's one option. So there's a whole lot of options. I mentioned median barriers as one example because it's people know what they're about, and it's relatively inexpensive. I don't think we would need median barriers all the way up every state highway. There's a lot of stretches of state highway that are perfectly safe, but these are the kinds of choices that we have. Median barriers are very cheap. If we just forego, say, some other roading project that might be about a small travel time saving, then we can fund these safety improvements.
Why do you think there's not much enthusiasm for median barriers?
I don't know that there's not much enthusiasm for median barriers themselves, but there does seem to be a lack of enthusiasm for safety more recently. It used to be one of the big objectives of transport, but you look at the outcomes, you look at the rising road toll, it's definitely slipped off people's radar as individuals and as government agencies.
Thank you, Sam. Really interesting chat. That's Sam Warburton, Research Fellow at the New Zealand Initiative. And isn't that interesting when he says that the idea of safe roads has slipped off the radar? Well, here are the cold hard facts. There will be around 80 more deaths than there would have been, that's this year in 2017, than there would have been if the 2013 fatality rate had continued, if we'd managed to hold it at the rate we were at just 4 years ago, which is shocking. 0800, this is live.